so I was taking a sociology class, and I went in to speak to the professor about my essay and to ask for extra time, and just to get some help and feedback on what I was doing and making sure I was going in the right direction. And after we had talked about the essay, she said to me, she was like, I wanted to ask you if you had any feedback for me on curriculum development, because I'd like to be able to include pieces of like ableism in society and how society views people with disability. But as an able-bodied person, I don't feel comfortable, or I don't know how to bring that in. And I just thought it was a really cool, it's a really cool opportunity for me as a student to kind of teach the teacher. But it was also really nice to be like seen and like to have a professor give value to my lived experience and to want to share that with other students, so that even if you don't have a disability, you don't ever feel uncomfortable around disability. Like, you begin to understand disability a little bit more, even if it's just a, you know, a 2-hour lecture on it. That's a starting point. One of the things that you're not required to do as a student with disability, but one of the things that's nice to be able to do as a student with a disability, is to go to your professor's office hours the first week and to go through your accommodation letter with them to make sure that they don't have any questions, and if they do, that they have the opportunity to ask. But like, a professor puts their office number on their syllabus, and then you're just supposed to show up. Well, if you go into, most professors' offices are in Jorgensen. If you go into Jorgensen, none of the rooms have Braille on them. And so every semester, I get off the elevators on whatever floor it is, and I wander in, and I just sort of have to wander around until I find someone, and I can be like, hey, I have no idea where I'm going. Can you sort of tell me where so-and-so's office is? And they may or may not know, and they may send me in the wrong direction, and so then I wander down the hallway and I still can't find it, and so then I have to ask another person. And it's just, it can be a little bit of a frustrating process, especially when, you know, the student who got off the elevator behind me, unbeknownst to me, who was in my class, just walked up to the door and sat down.